The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. About a year ago, a lady in the parish, she set an appointment with me. And in that appointment, she talked about a number of things, but one of the most pressing upon her heart, she said, Father, I've had this overwhelming desire recently to have another child. She said, I don't know if it's because I'm almost 40 years old and I'm realizing there wouldn't be much time left to bear children, but it's just been constant. I feel like our Lord has placed that on my heart. She said, so I went recently and I asked my husband, I said, could we have another baby? Could we be open to life? And he was totally opposed to it. He wanted nothing to do with it. He said, our childbearing years are done. I don't want to raise another baby. They had three kids already. Their youngest was five. So she said, I came in tears into the church to surrender the desire to God. She said, when I got here, though, I felt prompted to go before the statue of our Lord's Sacred Heart. And I knelt down and I just wept at his feet. And I said, Jesus, if this is from you, I give it back to you. I don't know what to do with it. It would take a miracle. But I surrender the desire to you. If it is God's will, you bring it about. 3 months later, I get a frantic phone call, a woman tremendously excited. Father, you'll never believe it. I'm pregnant. It's amazing. She came right over and she had me consecrate the baby to the Sacred Heart. I laid my hands on her tummy, said words of consecration. Well, about 3 months ago, she had to be put on bed rest. She was already having contractions. The doctor said, you know, there's no chance you're going to come to full term. You better take it easy. Stays home for a few days. Well, not only did she come to full term, but she went beyond her term. At 12:30 this morning, on the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, she had a little baby girl. So her husband, who's not Catholic, he said, you know, you chose the name for our last daughter. This one is mine. The mom was sad because she wanted to name the baby after Our Lady. The dad chose the name Lucy. Mom was not opposed to it, but she thought, you know, that wouldn't have been my choice. Well, a few days ago, on the feast of St. John the Baptist, when through the prophet Isaiah, God said, I have chosen your name from before your birth. She took that name to prayer. She thought, I wonder what Lucy means. She went and looked it up, and it means light. And she took it to prayer and she heard our Lord say in her heart, your husband did not choose that name, I did. Because this little girl will be the one to bring my light to her father. In the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ dwells the fullness of God's love. God, who is love, all his love is contained in the human heart of his Son. And he allowed that heart to be pierced for us, to show that it is open to us, and he pours himself out for us, and also that we can enter into it. His heart can become our refuge. And I close with this. On one occasion, St. Faustina was in prayer, and she also went before a statue of our Lord's Sacred Heart. And as she was praying with her eyes closed, she felt our Lord lift her up off the ground, set her beside him, and take her head and lay it on his breast. And he said to her, my daughter, have fear of nothing, I am always with you. You are my dwelling place and my constant repose. On this feast of our Lord's Sacred Heart, may we hear him say those words to us. Have fear of nothing. I am with you always.